We're doing Tehillim, we're up to the ninth chapter. And the ninth chapter discusses a theme that is recurring throughout Tehillim, and that is the capacity to give true appreciation. Very often in life, we know how to ask, we know how to complain, and put all our emotions into it. But when it comes time to say thank you, then our thank you is half-hearted at best. David HaMelech says, "Lamnatzech al mut Laben mizmor le David," to the conductor about the death of Laben, who was an archenemy of David's. David composed the following song when this archenemy passed away. Ode Adonai bechol libi, I give thanks to Hashem with a full heart. That's the greatness of David HaMelech. Asapera kol niflotecha, and I recount the greatness you do for me. Often we don't want to say when someone did a favor to us, even when God does a favor for us. No, it's okay. Baruch Hashem, that's the best we can do. David HaMelech is the exact opposite. Not embarrassed. I know you're the strength behind me, and so I will recount all the great things you've done for me. Esmecha ve'eltzavach, my true happiness is in you, Hashem. Azamera shimcha elyon, and I rejoice your name that is above everything. I'm not embarrassed about that. The greatness of David, he's king of Israel, and he says, I know, you're above it all. V'shuv oyvayach oika shelu v'yovedu mipanecha, when my enemies turn back, they're turning back because of you. You're the great warrior, David. No. David in his song says, I know they're turning back. They're scared of you, Hashem. Ki asita mishpati v'dini yashavta lechisei shofet tzedek. For you've done my justice and you sit on a court of justice. Ga'alta goyim ibatta rasha. You yell at the enemies, the nations. You get rid of the wicked. Shema machita lo'olam va'ed. And wipe out their name for eternity. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time.